Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Busy news day, busy news weekend. Let's get you caught up. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Vice President Harris discussed equity face affecting relief distribution after Hurricane Ian.
We have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities.
What do you think about her comments?
I think they were foolish. I think the fact that somebody from FEMA had to reassure the people of South Florida, I would say on the west coast of Florida and even further inland as far as Orlando, that relief would be based on need and not equity in the middle of a disaster shows you just what a disaster those comments are. I understand the conversation about equity. I understand the conversation about people starting in different places. But when you have a natural disaster like you look at, and if you go online, it is amazing. The Facebook page from the Fort Myers Beach Observer, which is the newspaper on Fort Myers Beach, they on Facebook have been chronicling the disaster that happened on the beach town of Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel Island and Captiva Island. When you see that disaster, it doesn't know race, it doesn't know gender, it doesn't know sexual identity. What it knows is it's a disaster. People are hungry, people are without running water, people are without power, and people have lost their lives. Stop politicizing every single thing you say and just say the people of Florida are going to get the help they need.
Arizona has bused nearly 2,000 migrants from the border to sanctuary cities, and the cost of this operation is rising.
The state has already spent about $4 million busing thousands of people.
Should the state continue to spend money on these buses?
Yes. I think as long as we are not going to see any help from the federal government, how much money are we spending if we don't bus them out of the state? How much money does it cost the state to house people? How much money does it cost when we have people in this state when it comes to the resources at our southern border in these small communities, which are not rich communities, with the 911 calls, with the hospitals, with the urgent care centers, with the food banks, with all of the things that go into making sure people are cared for. How much is that costing the state? The idea that when you disagree with what somebody's doing, you point out what it costs as if everybody should be outraged by it. What we should be outraged by is there are this many people crossing into our state illegally, and the federal government has just been completely tone deaf on the needs of the people of those states and the people that are crossing. That's where the outrage should be. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to get you caught up on the headlines.
President Biden spoke at the Congressional Black Caucus dinner on Saturday and defended his student loan forgiveness plan.
I don't want to hear a word from those members of Congress, if you notice, whose families got tens of thousands of dollars and several million dollars in pandemic relief loan forgiveness. The same ones criticizing. Give me a break.
Did he make a fair comparison?
No, he didn't make a fair comparison, and everybody knows it. The idea of what they said about those loans that they were given in the PPP loans were forgivable from the beginning under certain circumstances that you had to follow and pay your employees. This was not for the business owners as much as it was for the people that they employed. And it was because the government shut the businesses down that this was necessary in the first place. Conversely, when it comes to student loan debt, no one forced those students into those loans. Secondly, you don't even have to have graduated to qualify for student debt forgiveness. If you went into school and you dropped out, you still get forgiveness. And it's for couples making up to $250,000 in a household. So the idea that those things are apples to apples is absolutely ridiculous. And anybody who doesn't see that on its face isn't being fair in the assessment.
Arizona Sports Ron Wolfley talked to you today about the Cardinals' upcoming game against the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles.
Jalen Hurts is going out and executing. He's got some unbelievable receivers to throw the ball to as well. This is an explosive offense.
How can the Cardinals' defense shut down Jalen Hurts?
I don't think you're ever going to shut down Jalen Hurts. What you're going to have to do as a defense is you're going to have to shut down the run game and force them to throw the ball and try to slow them down, but you're not going to stop them. I am not an Eagles fan. I am a Cardinals fan. I'm not an Eagles fan. But if there is one player in the NFL I respect right now more than anybody else, it's Jalen Hurts. Here is a guy who was not living up to the hype of what he could be. And his shortcomings had to do with his ability to be accurate in throwing the ball. What he has done in the offseason to change the way he throws the ball to be more accurate so that now he is a dual threat, a legitimate dual threat, meaning you know about his legs and he can run and he can be very accurate running the ball. But now you cannot crowd the box. If you're a sports fan, you understand he can throw the ball as accurately as anybody else, and that was a lot of hard work. So the Cardinals are in for a big, big test here, but you're never going to stop the Eagles. You're going to be happy to try to slow them down. Man, I love talking about football. I love talking about football. It's just great. So over the weekend, I had good news, which was my Miami Hurricanes didn't lose because they had a bye week. So that was good news for me. We didn't lose this weekend, and we can't say the same about your Mets, Julian.
No, you know, I've been being consoled by everybody all day.
You've been ridiculed by a lot of people too. Your friends have been pretty ruthless.
Yeah, they have been. It's really mean.
I got to tell you, I love what a passionate sports fan you are. It's fun to talk sports with you. And I know your Jets won.
They did. And you know, I couldn't even enjoy it much because the Mets went and blew it. It got swept.
But you can still be happy for your Jets.
Yeah, they haven't been 2-2. Oh no, it's the first time since 2015 that they've won back-to-back games on the road. That's really sad.
But it's good for them. It's a step in the right direction.
It's a morale boost. That's what it is.
Absolutely. It gives Jets fans just a little bit of hope. Kind of like Cardinal fans.
Yeah.
Jets getting a little bit of hope. So that's Did You Hear This for today. We're going to do it again tomorrow as we do each day at 11:20.